I believe that even though we don't always get what we want, we do get what we need.
I believe in mentors.
I believe that everybody who is different still has a chance.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Living in a world of plenty, many of us struggle to temper our wish for an ever-increasing supply of material possessions, our tendency to acquire more and bigger and better. In our more thoughtful moments, we try hard to figure out what we really need in this life, what's truly enough. In this encore essay, Jerry Landay reflects on the lessons he learned about keeping our acquisitive instincts in check.
I remember the Great Depression. I was a young boy when the ravages of the crash hit my hometown, a small industrial town near Pittsburgh. The Pennsylvania Railroad ran right through the center where my father had a store. He sold work clothes and camping and hunting supplies. Hobos would drop off the slow freights. They'd buy a product called canned heat, used for camping, and take it outside for a stiff drink to kill the pain. Then they walked around town begging for food. Mom always kept something for them. Dad started his business during the Great Depression. It eventually succeeded. The old-fashioned way, austerity and hard work. He scrimped and saved. He cashed paychecks for customers with jobs or on relief, occasionally getting stuck with a bounce check. He kept prices low. Customers kept coming back, and they stayed loyal when things got better. To hold down housing costs, we lived above the store. Dad saved on salaries, with Mom tending the cash register and wrapping packages. Her sister helped, too. I rarely got big birthday gifts. I do remember an electric train set with a bright red engine, an Erector set, too, and when I got older, a clunky, used Remington typewriter for homework. I had to take good care of what I had. I remember I invented a few toys that used a lot of string. The radio console and Life magazine on Fridays were our amusement, entertainment, and information center. Dad kept his expectations low, and so did we. I learned that waiting and wishing for something were half the fun of finally getting it. Another lesson from the Great Depression was a single word, enough. I believe in enough. That word has been my guide ever since. I try to be conscious of temptations of instant gratification. Nothing fancy in the home we live in Bristol, just enough space to serve our needs, plus an extra room for occasional guests. The latest economic and financial crisis, the new hard times, are largely the result of more, more, more. More money, which only makes us frightened of losing it, and turns us greedy. And too many things. We tire of them and only want more things. Way more than enough. We tire of them quickly or don't repair them. Too many to store, so we junk them. I think that behavior is about over. As the song goes, a hard rains have fallen, and we're relearning some lessons from the Great Depression. I think writer Margaret Atwood put it best. We must repair the broken moral balance that let this chaos loose.
Jerry Landay was a news correspondent for ABC and CBS and a journalism instructor at the University of Illinois. Landay moved to Bristol, Rhode Island in 2001, where he resided until he died on August 1st. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.